So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
Just in my tickle.
I want to.
How you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
Oh, I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No, 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 no. You cannot buy the beer. Beer!
Close your eyes.
No, 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 no. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
Please don't do this to me.
Charlie Walnut. That's gonna be the name. Fuck yeah, it's the best name of the.
That's done. Awesome.
I want to go home.
So Charlie, just how do your balls feel today, sir?
Not too good, buddy. Not too.
Whenever
good.
You're ready.
It's episode 57, right?
I don't know.
It's the week after Lawrence Taylor.
I don't even want to do this episode.
Charlie, why are you feeling so down? We got Charlie here. Chris is here.
What's up?
Scott's here.
Hello.
And Charlie is a little quiet.
Hey, episode number 57, CJ Mosley. There's not a lot of 57s in the NFL.
No.
Right?
No. I don't know.
Oh, not like 56, not like Andre Tippett.
I feel like the higher this gets, the harder it's going to get. Like there's a couple easy ones along the way.
When we get to the hundreds, we're done.
Yeah.
So to my right.
Is there some hockey players on
100? Shut up for a second. Oh. To my right is the hostess with the mostest.
Oh, he's coming back.
Ready for Scott's intro. Let's see what he's got.
Hello, governor.
So dumb. To my left is the craft beer queen, Colleen.
Hello.
Hello.
And down yonder this time is, I don't know, Chris.
What's happening?
Hey, buddy.
What's happening? I like it.
What's going
on?
What's
happening?
Hey, the only sports in the world is on TV right now. How about that, guys?
Yeah. That guy looks really out of shape to be fighting the UFC. Yeah.
Well, he's probably going to win.
Probably.
Well, yeah, heavyweight.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, the heavyweights. Yeah, the most out of shape guy usually wins. He don't look too healthy either.
No, he don't.
He likes a Biscoff cookie butter.
Pretty healthy.
He likes a cookie butter.
Can we go one episode without talking about the cookie butter?
Nope.
That's been the one long-standing show.
You can't find the topic. Crunchy anywhere, man.
Charlie, I really like your shoes.
My Nikes?
Yeah.
Thanks. Awesome. Appreciate it.
Have you been using them to run a lot or anything lately?
I hate your face.
Charlie, what happened to you?
So what happened, Charlie Walnuts?
Okay, so... Oh, God, you guys are really going to fuck
So
me.
You got a... what happened? What happened like a few weeks ago, right?
Okay, so I got a vasectomy.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is a good idea.
Yeah.
If you're not having kids, you know.
I have a beautiful son, beautiful daughter, yep. two healthy, happy kids.
It's
man.
Time I'm, for a I'm, different part of your life.
Yeah, I'm done. So
no more making.
I got that. I made that happen. And
less making, more baby.
I didn't follow the doctor's orders. And then I went and got the checkup on Wednesday. It's not funny yet. It's not even funny at all. It's fucking painful.
No, the first line is I didn't follow the doctor's
That's
orders.
Why
That's
why I'm
immediately
laughing.
I like how quick you did it. You're like, didn't follow
the
doctor.
So Wednesday, I get the checkup and everything's fine. I'm fine. Doctor's like, everything's great. Everything's good.
Did he have to look at him and feel him and kind of just
nope,
make
just
sure?
Look,
is there
nope,
like a
nope.
Chinese ball technique?
Nope.
That, you know, like oh, the Chinese
Lord.
Balls
turn
you
head,
get?
Nope.
Where
turn
you have to
cough.
Like, you know?
No, there's no special. It's just everything's good. And then I leave and I'm good. And Thursday... I wake up, I ran.
This is the day after, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ran 2 miles.
He tried to do one cock push-up.
And then I did like 100, probably did 4 sets of 25 push-ups. And then I went home and worked out on the bench. And then Friday I went and ran. Well, Friday when
so
I got...
you went way too hard in the fucking paint.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, so...
And you made an extra ball.
So we're 2 miles. just to keep everybody on track, the day after, we're 100 fucking push-ups and 2 miles in. The day after you get your balls cut.
Yeah, I usually run twice a day. I usually do in the morning and afternoon.
Okay.
But I just worked out instead.
I'm just trying to keep tabs for everybody paying attention.
Shut your mouth. So,
and the first few days you didn't do that. It was more like a week or so
yeah,
later.
Yeah, it was like a week, over two, almost
it,
2 weeks.
It was like
you know?
2 weeks after.
Yeah, everything was
you
great.
You thought, I'm ready. I'm ready to get back in the paint.
Yeah.
What did they tell you at the very beginning as far as how long before you could
they
do
just
those
said,
activities?
They just said, listen to your body. If your body's okay. good, if you're good,
yeah.
you're fine. I didn't listen to my body completely, so yes.
What did it tell you when you finally listened?
It told me that I probably need to call the doctor because it hurts really, really bad. So
yo.
So yesterday I was at work and I was like,
yo, brain.
I was like, man, this does not, what's going on? So I called.
We need to have a meeting.
Nurses asking me questions and I'm answering. Everything's all right, man. I just got
to. Someone's trying to move you next level.
I just got to not work out and run. It's so bad, man. It's so. But then like today, man, I'm just sitting in the chair fucking watching Spaceballs.
I watch Spaceballs today.
It's
dude.
It's
so funny,
it's,
man.
It's so frustrating, man, because I want to get
Charlie's
stuff done,
Spaceballs.
Dude. I want to get out, get stuff done. I know. Listen to the doctor.
Describe the pain. Does it feel like getting kicked in the meat and sixpence? Or?
A little bit. When you're up walking around and stuff, yeah.
Well, he gave me the number to this doctor because I need to get mine done, too, and I've been wanting to for a while. Are you still a child making man?
No, sir. I got my Stella Bella. I'm good
okay.
to go.
Yeah.
And so you went and got fixed right afterwards? Like,
no, I haven't done it. That's on
oh,
my...
Oh, so you're still...
I've got the giant list of shit to do at some point in time, and that is pretty close to the top of that.
I wonder if they'll give us a deal.
Two for one.
Two for one, dude.
Yeah, just go in. You take one side, I'll take the other side.
Just listen to the doctor, man. Just listen to the doctor, man.
I was going to watch a YouTube video and try to do it myself, but
yeah, that's,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So this other, all right, so we have the UFC fight on here.
Yeah.
Are they, this is in Fight Island, right?
Yeah. You got a Hawaiian versus a Russian.
Is there a crowd here?
No,
for this?
Brazilian.
Like, did they buy an island?
No, there's no crowd.
Did UFC buy an island?
I don't know, man.
Is this like Epstein's Island where they just put an octagon in the middle of it and said, all right.
Dana White, man.
Nobody else is using this shit anymore.
Yeah, there is no crowd.
It wouldn't surprise me if Dana White bought an island. That dude's, he's ridiculous. So what's going on, man? Colleen, why are you being so quiet? What are you doing? You still have a headache?
Yeah, I got a little bit of a headache.
So it's been a long day for you, right?
Yeah.
You work today?
You guys been painting?
No, well, so I had to.
How are your balls feeling?
You'll have to ask my husband.
She did say earlier she could not do a cog push-up because of her shoulders.
Well, I can't do push-ups. My shoulders come up right out of socket every time.
Do they really?
Yes. You never saw me do?
No.
I'll show you later.
It comes out of socket when you do a push-up.
Oh, God.
Ooh, it's so
gross.
Like, so.
Okay.
But no, I had to get a hair appointment this morning, and then my mom and my dad and my brother came over to my house because they were there to help us paint. But I couldn't help do the beginning part because this was the only time I could get my hair done. And I did that, and then I got home, and
it looks
just
great,
like,
by the way.
Chaos, because the kids are like, the room that we're painting is in the middle of the house, and they're like, there's paint on the floor because the kids run through, and like, it was just.
Now
you don't
need new carpet.
And now it's like,
we got the paint up, right? But now we need new carpet.
And my mom, between my mom and my brother and my husband arguing with each other about the right way to paint, and the kids screaming, and it finally was over with. And then you guys were talking about doing the podcast today, and I was like, oh God, I haven't been here half the day. Brent's been doing all this work, and now I have to tell him, like, hey, can I go record the podcast today at 5?
Plus,
like,
plus you won't eat breakfast or seafood.
And
so
like,
weird.
And you get to go to Disney by yourself.
So, yeah, we are going to do that. But
I'm going to give you a pass on the seafood thing. But you don't eat breakfast food at all?
No, that's not. I eat bacon.
What
is
else?
Is that it?
I,
eggs? No eggs, right?
So, like, and honestly, normally I'll eat, like, yogurt with, like, grape nuts in it or something for breakfast. Grape nuts are really, really
they're
good
so
for you.
They're so good for you, but they are.
But they're like, horrible.
They're
so you
awful.
Mix them.
It's dirt.
You mix it in with yogurt, and you don't taste it at all. It just
like
tastes like granola.
Nut, if you have a sugar weight to grape nut weight ratio that's even, then they're edible.
No, seriously, the grape nuts are like a good way to get your iron.
I always wonder who ate grape nuts. Like, who does that?
Yeah, I just put it in the yogurt and it tastes good. I'd give it to the kids too, because then I'm sneaking in.
Well, that's
good
kind
stuff
of the
for
color
them.
Of yours right now, right? Grape nuts.
Oh, Jesus!
But we're not eating sausage or anything like that. Pancakes.
I mean, I don't really
eggs?
Like sausage. I hate eggs.
Oh, wow.
I used to eat soup for breakfast all the time.
Like breakfast ham? Like a ham?
No.
A ham steak, bro. You eat soup for breakfast.
What about biscuits and gravy?
I can do that.
All right. Biscuits here we go.
Okay. Yeah. So then you like breakfast right. then?
I mean, yeah. It's not like the
biscuits
healthiest.
Biscuits and gravy.
If I go somewhere, it's like I always get a BLT. I like bagels.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's kind of breakfast.
I like muffins with frosting on top. I guess you guys call it cake. I don't know.
You like a sweet breakfast. You're not big on savory.
I'm a southern boy.
No, so I like savory stuff because I like hash browns, like the hash brown casserole at Cracker Barrel. Oh, my God.
Oh, that is good.
So good.
No, I need to have me a big old biscuit and gravy with bacon and
biscuits
all
and
that
gravy
kind of
is
stuff.
Legit, man.
Yeah.
I want to master making biscuits and gravy. Dude.
I like a hamburger steak with A1 sauce and eggs over easy and hash browns or grits. Sounds and you good. Have all that on one plate and you just fucking make a disaster.
Yeah,
out of
yeah. That sounds
we're
good.
Breakfast sandwiches, man. Onion bagel,
I like
ham,
yeah.
cheese, two or three eggs. Like Riley.
Good onion
that's Riley's
good.
Every yep. weekend. Oh, now we're back to food. Hard to believe.
Always back to the food.
I got
food.
The air fryer, so when I'm working from home, it's yes. the
I need to get one of those, man.
I
Derek was
you,
telling me how good they are.
They're the shit. So you just take like the frozen tater tots. Uh-huh. And then you put in frozen sausage links in there for 10 minutes,
yes.
and it's just like you can get it at a restaurant.
Really?
And it's...
I gotta do it, man.
And it's like little to no mess, right? Like, I keep like a little bit of tin foil at the bottom to catch some of the stuff.
Yeah.
You change it out every time, and it's just... Well, it's
have you
awesome.
Done wings with it?
I haven't, but I need to try.
My buddy Derek, he's been taking... He'll do wings, and then he'll like take a picture and send it to me. Dude, they look badass. He says they're every bit as good.
Damn.
As a store.
I need to try
or as
that.
A restaurant or whatever.
You can do bacon in an air fryer, too.
Yeah.
Like, I need to do it. They're only like $100. Right?
Yeah. I got the one from Target that's like the air fryer and in a oven and a dehydrator and all in one.
I got you.
It's like a transformer.
Hell yeah.
Spaceballs, man. Dude,
oh,
okay.
So
like,
good.
Really, guys? Like,
Schwartz people.
Like,
comb
John
the
Candy,
desert, bro.
John Candy's a dog, like a mog, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a dog.
Yeah.
He goes, holy shit! It like it's a transformer when their fucking Death Star fucking ship turned into a maid.
Yeah,
like
it started
sucking
vacuuming
air. It was vacuuming.
Dude, when he tells when he tells him to comb the desert and they're out there with giant cones, I can't find shit. Dude, it's so good, man. Mel Brooks, bro.
It's really good, man.
Mel Brooks, he's the king, dude.
Did you say the fat Samoan guy was going to win or the fat white guy's going to win?
Fat white guy.
You think so?
I think so, man. Ooh, yeah.
I'm trying to figure out who the guy's got, the
he's
fat
got
Samoan guy.
He's got a big old fucking belt on his forehead already.
Yeah, Spivak is the favorite, but
dude,
the Brazil.
He's got like a Viking fucking, like a point with his hair. You see that shit?
The other dude's throwing haymakers, man.
He's scared.
It's almost like you don't know how to throw a punch. A
little weird without a crowd
now.
Huh?
Now, this Russian's throwing great jabs, man.
Oh, my God. This is so stupid.
Whatever. You're a Giants fan.
This is the only sports on TV right now.
Yeah.
I've never understood. Like, I don't know. I hate watching people fight each other. Like, there's never been, like...
And you work at MJ's?
I'd go on... If you go on Twitter, man, there's these, like... you can follow these pages where it's just, like, fist fights, like, street fights.
Yeah.
Russian street fights, hooligan street fights, soccer games and shit, and... I watch that shit, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
On Reddit, there's
fight
porn subreddit that's real good because it's nothing but just street fights.
It's just nonstop, man.
You ever do the Nature is Metal?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a good one.
I haven't done that.
Nature is Metal?
What is that?
It's like National Geographic when you see like the lions attacking like a zebra and they tear it apart.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
What the heck is wrong with
I watched one with the monkeys.
It's nature.
Like, these chimpanzees, they'll grab those smaller monkeys. And they'll just start ripping their arms off and then handing them, like they were breaking a freaking elbow of this other monkey, bro.
Chimpanzees are
and then just hands it to his boy, and his boy's like, thanks, bro. Starts eating a monkey arm.
Did you see the video that went viral about the monkey on the bike that went and ticked the kid?
That little monkey rode a motorcycle.
You didn't see that?
Down the street.
Oh,
fucking slides out, grabs the kid, fucking leaves the bike, drags that motherfucker. He drags that baby by his head.
That's
like,
what?
That's and then crazy. This old man kind of comes back and like tries to fight the monkey, and the monkey lets go of the kid, and then the monkey takes off.
Fighting the monkey.
Like, how did that happen? Who put that little monkey on that? Did he get on there himself and like power it, or was that somebody with a remote control? put a monkey on there and then drove it to that kid.
Look at her face.
That's a face of shock right there.
Right?
Oh my God, that poor kid.
Yeah.
The kid that just stood up and walked back like it was
nothing.
Yeah,
thank God.
He just like brushed off his head, his fucking big old fucking missing spot
it's
of his
crazy,
skin.
It's crazy, man. Like crazy world we live in. Monkeys on fucking bikes are coming to get your children.
Just to walk back like
it was like
nothing.
The yeah. monkey was just like so mad, so I put him on the bike as soon as he got a chance to get on.
Like Tommy does this every fucking week. He's yeah. always trying to take my fucking kid.
Oh my God. I don't even know where you guys find this shit.
I think it was a guy with a remote control that taught that monkey to take kids. And I think there's a guy down the street like... And he's got a remote, and he put the monkey on there and drove it up, and the monkey just grabbed that kid to go.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. It's crazy
what
video.
What the hell? Like
they practice this in empty warehouses, and they give the monkeys treats until they...
You better post that on the group page so people can watch what the hell was
that's
got to
be a remote control thing, right? Because that monkey's not running
either that or that what if that monkey's, like, revving the engine and shit? Like
well,
over
I mean,
the
there's squirrels that can water ski.
Before 2020, I would have said that's fake. Like it's a deep fake,
yeah.
But man, that shit's real.
Yeah,
it's so, totally
this,
real.
This world's falling apart, dude. So real. Monkeys are rolling up on bikes and stealing fucking kids. Like that's 2020, dude. That's 2020, man. Like it's happening. Where are our kids?
Oh man,
are they okay?
Yeah, I see.
They're
all running around out there.
Is there monkeys out there? Yeah. Fuck, man.
Yeah, oh, Stella's a mommy today, so I've been doing the bachelor thing all day.
Oh, nice, man, nice. Dude.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, man.
So nice you've been unclothed in your house, probably.
Basically.
So you've been walking around your house as nude.
Oh, that's the default, man. Yeah.
We hit on that last podcast.
A little bit, yep.
Yeah. I can't do that, man.
Why not?
Dude, because my neighbors were so in and out. Like, they just come up... Like, I don't know.
No, see,
do they walk into your house without knocking?
No, they won't. No, but I don't know, man.
Friends will. Like Larkin and them,
they just walk right in.
Just walk right the fuck in.
I don't know what you're talking about because that definitely didn't happen last Saturday or anything.
Gosh, man. Yeah. She was hammered, too. It was awesome.
They came over and took.
We had fun, dude.
She was so serious about the foosball that it frightened me.
She's so competitive. Like the Perrys here, they're the adults. Or Doyle's.
Doyle rules.
That's Derek and Larkin, okay? And they when we played 2v2, nobody has beat them yet here.
Yeah. Wow, really?
And, like, our friend Ian, like, Ian's really good. Like, he's a really good player.
Like, professional?
No, but he's good. Like, he's...
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
He beat Derek and Larkin, and but they beat him 2v1.
Okay.
So they're the champs. We tried for an hour that night to beat them and could not do it.
You know,
and like just multiple people trying to.
Damn, man.
Yeah, it was
they have a table at their house or something?
Nope. They used to back in the day.
Huh.
And so when I bought the one outside there, they were like, okay,
yeah,
time to get the shit going.
Reliving
again.
Their childhood, huh?
Yeah. So now we've been kind of. We have to set a lot. We got an LED light to put over top of it. And we got to kind of makeshift some brackets for it.
That is
so we
fancy.
Can hang it over the top so it's like no shadow.
And you got the ring game out there.
Yeah. Well, and then kids play too.
Yeah.
Like all the like Allie and Silas and all them are in there trying to beat me.
Now you just need some giant Jenga and you're like a freaking pub.
I know, right? I thought about getting one of those giant Jengas
because those
things
Jenga's
are fun,
awesome.
Man.
You should.
It is. How fun is that game, man?
Like giant Jenga and giant Connect 4 is a lot of fun.
You can get physically hurt on Jenga, though.
You can just do it right out front, like during the holidays, during Christmas and Halloween when all the people are out there just fucking out there drinking, hanging out.
I mean, you can do it on a Wednesday when it's not a holiday, too.
What if I wanted to do just holidays, like a holiday?
I think it's a waste of money.
Right.
Because I won't do it.
No. When you play giant Jenga at a bar, everybody just, they don't really pay attention at the beginning, but when you get toward the end, it seems like
everybody wants to see what's going on.
Sure.
Yep.
Now, what's the rule? Is it if you touch it, you own it, or can you tap it to make sure which one's loose and go for it? How do you guys play?
I feel like you should be able to tap.
Yeah.
And I feel like you should be able to, as long as that shit doesn't fall over, you should be able to do
it. I played a hardcore rules. If you touch it, that's yours.
You're crazy.
Oh, man. I would get my ass kicked immediately every time. Yeah.
I can't believe you guys don't play it that way. That's every time I've ever played it, it's always been like that.
I can see how that's the rule. I get it. But, man, that'd be tough.
Jenga's stressful, man.
No,
we have
like
it right out in front of my work, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, not at the moment, but when we did. And, man, it's like, you're right. Like, when it gets high up, everybody is watching.
And you can bruise your shins.
And like,
fuck it. Yeah.
You know what my favorite is? Is like when they lose and the pieces go everywhere and they just leave that shit. And they walk away. I'm like, oh, really? Cool.
That's fucked. That's yes, the worst part about it. That's the worst part about Jenga is having to fucking put that shit back together.
It's those people even, like, probably don't even return their golf, their shopping carts, right? At the grocery store.
Damn, dude.
That's a pet peeve, dude.
Huge.
That is a pet peeve right there, man.
I hate that,
dude. Well, it's at most a 20-second walk.
Unless
right?
you got on, kids, and it, unless you got there. Two or three kids, and it's crazy or something.
At least put it in the cart return. If you have a cart return close by, at the bare minimum, put it in the cart return. Yeah. Don't just leave it in between. It,
when this whole thing with the COVID started, my friends at Publix were like, no, don't bring it back in. Leave it in the cart corral so they know which ones need to be sanitized. Yes, because people try to bring them back and sneak them right in when people aren't looking.
Yeah.
And then they get all mad because they're like, no, we have to sanitize every cart. So now I'm like, you know, if I have just a few things that I can actually, you know, put the bags in my arms and I carry it out, I'm like, what do I do with my cart? I'm like flagging someone down. This cart has been used. Please sanitize it.
Well, Aldi's has it where you have the quarter.
Yep.
Where you have to almost have to bring it back, or you have to do the nice person thing and say, and you pass that quarter along to the next person. So here's the cart.
Pay it forward.
If you don't want to walk back for the 25 cents, right? It's not worth it to you. That's kind of how it happens. But at Walmart?
Dude, that's the Wild West out there.
I'll leave a fucking cart at Walmart, bro.
Are you serious?
Fuck, they
you
don't guys. Even sanitize
I can't even do that.
There.
I'll put it on the grass in the middle, man.
No, I...
Not always.
But that's not bad either.
But that's a shit show there.
It
There's
is.
No cart returns. There's people. The parking spots are too close together.
I know.
So everybody's backing in and out
Calm
of each
down,
other.
Calm down, Karen.
When you walk back, you're going to get hit.
Calm
it's
down,
a
Karen.
Safety risk. I will Karen the fuck out of Walmart's parking lot.
Calm
I hate
down.
It. And it stinks.
I have to park all those. I've got the big truck, right? So I got to park all the
By
way
the
out
liquor
of the
store
back.
Part, right,
exactly.
Yep.
Because that way, because I also don't have, like, I have to put my stuff in on the passenger side. So if somebody parks even like a normal distance away, You're moving around doors and stuff.
Dude,
and
it's a nightmare.
It's a total nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
But you save money, so you got to
do it.
Right?
You got to do it. I had to take my dad there this morning, and he had to go walk in. He thought it was fucking. He's like, put my mask on. Like yeah, you got to put a fucking mask on when you go in there, you motherfucker.
I know. I got to go tomorrow, and I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm more scared to go to Walmart than I am to go to Disney. Like, for real.
I would be more scared of Disney.
When I was at Walmart the other day, and it's like some dude was literally hacking on the cart as he's pushing it in, and then he did his thing where he spits out and then like did the nose shot his loogie on the ground and then just pushed the cart and somebody went and took that cart and just went shopping. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I think the sheer number of people from other areas going to Disney is a problem I have.
And then it's
in Orange County. Orange County's so hot right now, man.
Yeah. Dude, it's hot as shit outside.
Nope.
Right now.
I mean the hot zone.
With the hot zone with the
with Orange County's bad, man.
But there's nobody at Disney. Like for
there
real.
Is.
I mean,
no,
there's people there.
I don't blame you for going.
Yeah.
I have sanitizer I'm going to bring with me. I got masks. I'm going to stay the fuck away from people. I have no problem staying away from people I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the people that I know I have a problem staying away from.
Yeah.
You know?
Like
for real.
COVID's creating this Karen effect, bro. Like,
we just felt it with you.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, that's different. That's fucking Walmart.
Calm down.
Fucking God, richest company. You can fucking take a car back, motherfucker. Publix, I'll take it back because you. I don't know why.
It's classy.
I don't know why. I don't
Publix
know why.
Is more classy?
Because they have a cart return, for one.
So does Walmart.
When Walmart has cart returns, I'll take it to the cart return. If it's close by, I'll put it in.
Trying to see how many.
In the middle.
Then you got to ride the tram. Oh,
no,
God.
No. So we're going to go, listen, we're going to go. No, and the way that they do it now with the monorail, they have plexiglass blocking everything. You can only be one family get in one area. Okay. I'm going to take the boat, which is way better because you don't have to touch anything. They have spots marked that are 6 feet from other people. Like, we already have it all planned out. And I've watched all the live videos of pass holders that have been going. And there's like nobody's near anybody. You're riding rides that like you would never get the opportunity to ride that many times.
Yeah.
We could probably ride literally every ride in that park on Wednesday.
Yeah, this is the time to go if you want to go to Disney.
And I mean,
you can't go to Animal Kingdom or to the other places,
no,
right?
We can. I wanted to go to Animal Kingdom more than Magic Kingdom, but Animal Kingdom, there's only like two. There's
could do
Everest,
Avatar like 100 times.
Right, there's Flight of Passage and Everest, but Brent doesn't really like it that much, and it would be more for myself. And so I'm like,
Brent doesn't
like
Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage, if you are of the stockier version,
I'm a
of
stockier
yourself,
version. It's tough.
You won't fit in it. And I don't,
I fit
don't
in
think
it. It's tight though.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Flight of Passage.
Have you done Avatar yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't been there in 10 years probably.
All right, video man. Listen to this shit.
It's the best ride I've ever been on
it
in my life.
It is Okay, do you remember going to Islands of Adventure the first time and doing the Spider-Man?
Yes.
How badass was that? Like the 100% visual effect badass. Of it, you're just like, man, when you jump, when you fall off that top of that, you know, straight down off the building.
Yeah.
Badass. Avatar times 10.
Get the fuck
have
out of here.
Have you seen, have you been to Epcot?
The new, for me, it's the new standard of a ride.
Have you been on Soarin' at Epcot?
No.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Man, it's good.
He pumped this ride's nuts so hard.
Yeah.
For so long.
I did.
When I was in line, I was like, I don't even want to go on it because he oversold the shit out of it.
Which ride?
Flight of Passage.
Oh, you didn't like it?
When I got out of that ride, I was blown away.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Like, it was unbelievable. Like the senses, your senses.
The
smell,
little Navi ride, it's unbelievable, that thing. Man.
Really?
The little Navi river ride, it's beautiful in there.
That's her kids.
But fuck that thing.
Yeah.
Flight of Passage is the shit. My kids
it's
were so scared before they got on that thing. When they got off, they're like, holy shit, we're
Chris, you have to get strapped into like a Banshee, like you're riding one from the movie, right? Yeah.
It's almost like a motorcycle.
It claps around, it snaps around your legs and pushes onto your back. And the screen is freaking humongous, like bigger than a movie theater screen, and it's just like a couple of people in a row.
Really?
And it takes you up, down, it blows senses at you, man. It has wind blowing in your face, the cold, the hot. It is so crazy. I can't ride Soarin' at Epcot because you're sitting in a chair and I'm very scared of heights.
And it goes into the screen.
And there's nothing that holds your shoulder, so the whole time I feel like I'm going to fall, even though there's no way it could even possibly happen. Yeah. But I can't get over that. But on Flight of Passage, you're locked in, like
it's unbelievable.
So it's like a roller coaster with that security of
the
feeling
second,
like that.
The time when I had both my kids get on the ride, I didn't even like do the ride myself for the most part. Like I was staring at them, watching their faces react to what they were seeing, and it was like amazing.
I forgot my kids were on the ride. I didn't give a shit about my children, dude. That's how good the ride is.
Yeah, it's that good.
Now, okay, so you're going.
So
to,
I'll go to we're going to go to Magic Kingdom because there's way more stuff to do that we haven't been able to go to Magic Kingdom by ourselves without the kids, so we haven't gotten to ride Space Mountain.
Oh, you're going without
Thunder
the kids?
Mountain. Yeah, we're not taking the kids.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah,
you're good.
No, because the kids, like, no way. So my mom's going to pick them up from school and stuff.
Well, I mean, it's Disney World, so calm down.
I thought
kids, Disney World? What are you, fucking stupid?
I thought I told you that. No, it's just going to be me and Brent going.
Mickey Mouse is for 40-year-olds, dick.
No. Like, we haven't been, like, in so long.
Good for you guys, man.
And since my birthday stuff got canceled until next year.
Yeah.
We're going to just do this because our passes end on the 11th.
Did you postpone your birthday?
Well, it's the concert, so it'll be July 31st next year in Jacksonville for Weezer, Green Day, and Fall Out Boy.
Can I mention something about this last show? Mm-hmm. You had Stella
I did.
At the last show.
Yep.
That little girl's got personality.
And she can sing.
Yeah, she can sing.
That girl, like, I was sitting there, like, you saw how I did the outro. I kind of threw her little part in there.
Yeah, it was cool.
I might leave it because it's really good, man. Like she has a presence and she, like, controls. Like, Ava was trying to kind of control that, you know, like, the thing. She ain't having it. She's the leader.
Yeah. No, Stella is a very she's a very strong-willed
woman. Yeah,
man.
But
that
beautiful
voice,
though, man.
Though. Yeah, that voice
we've been singing to her because me and Rose, my ex, you know, we're both musicians, longtime musicians, and we've been singing to her and playing music to her since she was in the womb, right? So she's been, you know, raised surrounded by an envelope of music, and she just at some point internalized it.
Yeah,
and my ex can sing very, very well, and Stella, thank God, inherited that. This little girl will be driving wherever, and when we drive, I let her control what we listen to.
Yeah,
yeah,
because she's gonna sing, and I'm her biggest fan, right?
Yeah.
So the Trolls World Tour movie just came out, and there was a Kelly Clarkson song on it that I hadn't heard, and I just didn't, and it came on the soundtrack. She started singing it, and it's just one of those things, like just driving, I'm looking over. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, man.
It's really, like instinctual. Really, you have to clap when she's done because it was just so well done.
That's so cute.
That's awesome. And she does it like it's nothing. Like, it's just boom. She just
throws
that out.
She's got it like the facial expressions. Like when she's doing like a dramatic song, she gets real concerned.
Oh, it's so awesome, man.
It's so great.
That's great, dude.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We're going to have to get her singing a song on here sometime. Like, I'm going to actually use that little bit and we're gonna do. I'm gonna post like a little mini show with it.
That'd be awesome.
Oh my god! With, please
with the kids,
teach her the Indian beer song.
Charlie and yeah.
Let her sing it. Be like, I want to wake.
No,
up
we need to do a song. We need to do a song where Scott sings and she sings.
Do a duet,
like a duet.
That'd be fantastic.
Be so bad.
Exactly.
That would be a father daughter.
Yeah.
Isn't the wind beneath my wings? Is that a duet? Could we do something?
Did
like
you
that?
Ever yeah, know you that can. You're my hero?
Hey, we. You can bring your guitar. You can plug right into this.
Oh, I don't know about all that, man.
We can set up a mic over here. We can have your daughter right next to you doing it, and you could play guitar, and she could sing a song. We could do it for the show. You could make her make an Adjust the Mic song even.
All right.
Like her own way, and she can sing it however she wants.
All right. I got, you know some, I mean? Like I got some homework.
Any of those kind of little ideas, totally awesome.
I'm on that.
Okay, so you're going to Disney in not next weekend, but the weekend after for Riley's birthday. He'll be 8. I'm awesome. Thinking about getting a hotel room for 2 nights.
Nice. Where?
On iDrive, next to the Congo River Golf, and right next to it's a Dave and Buster's and Olive Garden.
Oh, that'd be so
he
much
loves
fun.
Dave and Buster's.
But I don't know, man. I don't know.
You don't know what's going to be
concerned about the Rona?
Bring.
Yeah.
It's so, just bad, man. I wouldn't do it.
I got up till the day before to cancel. So,
Allie's birthday is next Wednesday. So all we're doing is me, her, Savannah, and Silas. We're going to go. Probably to go see my sister in Arcadia. We're going to drive over there. And then from there to straight up to Georgia in the woods.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? No people around. That's what she wanted to do for her birthday.
That's awesome.
We used to always do Disney. You know, we would always go. We had passes the last 4 years. And we would go for like 3 to 4 days, just me and her.
Yeah.
And friends or something would meet us up there or whatever. And it was great. No more Disney. I finally canceled in January, and I'm glad I did.
You know,
perfect timing
you
for me.
You did have perfect timing.
For me.
There's something to be said, though, about going into the middle of the woods, right?
Oh, dude.
Just getting away from everything. And
it's got a 5-acre pond on it. We got a little trolling motor on a boat, a little pontoon boat. We're going to put a big tube in there. You can swim in it. It's spring-fed, so the kids are going to be swimming in the lake. In the middle of nowhere. No people around. We don't got to worry about virus stuff.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Kids go be kids.
You going to bring some of your firearms up there?
Yeah.
Because you have to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. Like, the kids will have that experience too, you know? And
good.
And they love it. So we're going to do fires outside and all that at night.
The whole thing, yeah.
Grilling out, cooking out. Like,
it
we'll be fishing.
So awesome.
Eating our fish. There's a place called Jones Meats up there.
Mm.
And it's a butcher shop, and it's like a straight road. It's like you're going down like 528 where there's nothing on either side of the road. And then all of a sudden there's just a building, and it's a butcher shop. And there's like 100 cars there, you know. And it's like, because everybody goes there to get their meat. And it's all the butcher shop where all the guys have the big white coats on with the blood all over them and stuff. They just go back there and chop up.
Big, want big bacon. Meat
they say,
aprons.
How thick you want it?
So we're leaving when?
Yeah.
Sunday?
We're going to probably leave Monday morning.
You didn't catch that one.
No, what did you find?
Yeah, this one. Right over his head.
So we're leaving when? What time are we going?
You ready?
I got to get some time off of work.
Dude,
okay.
It's so nice up there, man.
I wish.
So,
hey, you can't get time off of work. What do you got going on this week? You got a big deal coming up.
Yeah, Mars 2020 is launching next Thursday, so we're getting kind of crazy.
It's heck so cool you get to do that and be so involved.
When's it start really ramping up for you? How far out?
It has.
It already has.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to. I actually had to really. So
what is your job title exactly?
Sorry. So I'm multimedia director. So I'm a television director for NASA TV. And but this one, me and the other director, Michelle, we alternate shows.
Okay.
So I did the last big one, which was a Demo 2 one.
Yep.
So she gets to do this one, the launch broadcast for Mars 2020. So when we're not directing, we're in charge of the on-air graphics. So I've been working with headquarters people for a month now, getting all of their designs in, and they finally all came in. I'm done with work at 4:30. They came in at 4:32 in the afternoon on Friday.
Wow.
So I've got a mountain of work ahead of me to do on Monday, and I have to actually start reporting back to on base Tuesday. And I'm on base every day until next Thursday.
Yeah.
Until it launches.
Awesome.
And then we're back at teleworking, hopefully.
What time you go in?
Well, it's my normal shift's 8 to 4:30, but launch day I'm in at 4 in the morning.
Yeah,
I bet.
And then it'll be 4 until about 4 in the afternoon because of post-launch press conferences.
Yeah.
It's
if it goes.
you shut your mouth. This is going to go.
I hope,
well,
man.
You know, it's going on an Atlas V, and that's the workhorse of the space program,
yep.
Right? That thing is rock solid.
Yeah.
It's going in the morning, so even though it's summertime, exactly. You know, we're going, the weather's not going to be a problem, like if we're going at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So,
yeah,
but this one's cool. This is it's another rover.
Yep.
So if you see photos, it's hard to imagine the scale of how big these things are. But this thing is the size of like a Volkswagen Beetle, basically.
Okay.
It's fucking massive. But the really cool thing about this is it's got a fucking helicopter on it that's going to fly around Mars.
What?
And it's got a microphone, so we'll be able to hear Mars for the first time.
So is it like a drone-ish kind of thing?
Yeah. I've been watching some of the studies about how they designed this thing, and the engineer is a young woman who designed it. It's really cool how she had to like take into effect like the density of the Martian atmosphere compared to Earth and all that.
Yeah.
Where did she go to school?
Wow.
Probably Caltech or something.
THS.
Like
THS.
Yeah.
But we're hoping to get, I think the plan is to get like real time, maybe not real time downlinked, but downloadable video of this helicopter flying around Mars.
Would be just so amazing.
So how long is the journey to get to Mars?
6 months.
6 months.
And wow, that's way faster than I thought.
No, but the thing is though, so like, Earth and Mars is the closest planet sometimes. So this is where the sometimes thing comes in, because Venus is almost always closer, but once every 2 years, Mars comes into what's called opposition, which means it's the closest.
Gotcha.
And so you've got a 3-month window every 2 years that you have to launch. Otherwise, it's like a 2-year journey versus a 6-month journey.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So if this thing doesn't go, I think the window closes in the middle of August.
Wow.
If it doesn't go by then, we got to wait 2 fucking years to fly this thing again.
Wow.
God.
Dude, it's so awesome having you on here talk about this stuff. Because, here and now somebody actually knows their shit
one thing,
about
one
it.
Think about it like this, though. You want to talk about stress. So the Mars 2020 mission has been on the books for about 10 years, right? And the principal investigator is this lead scientist in charge of all of that.
Okay.
It was his or her idea. They pitched it to NASA. NASA bought it. NASA went to the Senate and got the funding for it.
Yeah.
So for 10 years, every single day of your life has been this one mission.
Yes.
Wow.
Now you're T-minus 30 seconds and counting. You've got your baby sitting on top of a controlled explosion.
Oh,
and it takes 7 minutes to get into your trajectory in your parking orbit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine?
No.
No.
Just you watching 10 years of your life, you know, it anything.
All in that one moment.
1,000 systems all have to agree.
I can only equate that to watching a reality show when they announce the final winner. And it,
yeah, that's
like the stress
like
involved.
The Bachelorette, right?
Yeah,
it's just awful, and it's, you know, and everybody goes through that too, especially with crewed missions.
Yeah,
because we've got demo one is fine, or no, demo two. Those guys are finally coming back in a couple weeks. Then we have crew one, which is happening in August or September.
Okay,
you have four people flying on top of a rocket. Now, you're flying people.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And any little thing could go wrong and give you a bad day.
And another part of that is, okay, it's being done privatized.
Right.
Like, and you know, I've noticed Elon, his take, and I've seen him on Twitter, like when weather's bad, usually we're a scrub, right? Like, when NASA was doing it, you'd scrub all the time.
Mm,
he's willing to like take more chances.
Yeah, but doesn't NASA oversee the manned launches like with him? Yeah, they do.
No, 100%. And that's kind of the direction I'm kind of going with that is he's willing to take more. Like the last launch with the astronauts that went up, it went up, but some weather was pretty bad that day.
We didn't think it was going to go at all that day.
And it did.
Oh, neither did I. Yeah.
But is it because he's willing to take, like,
no.
Is it anything like
NASA?
That?
No.
It was just beautiful at the exact moment it needed to be.
That's the thing, because we all went into work. I remember driving into work going, this is such a waste of time.
Yeah.
We were still going to do a whole, our launch show for that was 5.5 hours long.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I just don't want to direct this whole thing, knowing in my head that it's not going to go.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we would be like 2 hours before broadcast, you know, checking with the weather. Okay, it's improving a little bit. Let's wait another hour to figure out if we're going to call the show or not.
Yeah.
And then you get to the point, it's like, okay, we're going to go on air. Here's our plan for when this thing is going to scrub because the weather's shitty. And then as we're going through the show, the weather's improving.
Gotcha.
And so you get down to, I think we were like T-minus like 30 minutes and counting, and that was the final call for go or no go.
Cool.
And the launch weather officer said, everything's clear. We're good to go.
Jesus.
Awesome. Let's go.
Awesome.
I got the chills just thinking about it.
And then we went. Yeah. But it's one of those things where you can't, Because imagine if you're the launch weather officer.
Right. That's a big weight on your shoulders.
You are one person making that call.
Yeah.
And if you call it because of weather, and then T0 rolls around, and it's bright and crystal clear. Well, I mean, I don't want to have to sit in those meetings.
Yeah, you're that person. Yeah.
For sure. Now, there's a part of that, though, where, like, okay, I guess the part that I'm talking about on Twitter that I saw is there was like a rocket going up in Russia and there was like lightning strikes off to the side.
He actually
made some kind of comment of like, see, it can be done in even bad weather, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I was wondering as technology, I guess, goes, is that going to be something that you could see that they could be a little riskier with?
No, it's basic physics, man. Yeah. You can't out technology physics.
Yeah, yeah, Scott, gotcha. You stupid idiot.
Well, it's Elon Musk saying it, so I got to fucking. I trust him more than I do myself.
It's just simple physics. We learned that on Sesame Street, you dumbass.
Well, and Elon's a really smart guy, but he's been known to go off and, you know.
He'll take the fringes. He goes. Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Definitely. I mean, his kid's name was totally normal and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. XAE Alpha something. Yeah. But with the launch weather, you know, we've got like hard in stone criteria where, you know, gotcha. we cannot go if any of these things
just
hit.
It's good to know.
Cut and dry policies.
It's it. It's based on weather.
What you have to do in a situation like that.
Right.
Yeah. You have to base it all off black and white policy.
Right. Especially when there's humans involved. Now, if he's launching his Starlink satellites, which belong to him basically, and his investors, maybe at that point, gotcha. I don't work any of the private launches for SpaceX, so I don't know how they do it. I get to watch that like everybody else.
But, I got you.
I mean, maybe there's an element of, you know, this is my, go ahead and just go. I think we're good, right? Maybe. But definitely not with regard to the NASA stuff.
Then, they're using NASA's
Well, there's
city.
A lot
they're
of money
using,
involved, too.
Not really, because they signed a 20-year lease on Launch Pad 39.
Did they really?
Yeah,
20 years?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you.
Wow.
So
renting
the guys that went up, you said they're coming back soon?
A couple weeks, yeah.
So they're going to be coming back here, right?
No. They're going to splash down in the Pacific and then they're
really?
Flown. They won't. I don't even think they're going to come back here. They'll probably
right in
go
the garbage
from,
patch.
Yeah. I'm so scared for that, too.
That's like, going to be, yeah. My friends and colleagues at JSC is going to be putting on the reentry show for that, and I'll definitely be watching
oh,
that.
Oh, heck yeah. Wow.
That's cool.
It's so exciting, but it's so scary.
It's
to
terrifying.
Think, like, God.
Because the Demo 2 mission isn't even done yet, because you have to complete the test, right? And Demo 2 was all about the test. Well, we got through launch, we docked, and we've been up there for a while. Now we have to come home. Like, usually after a launch, we'll have a launch party, right? We haven't even had one yet because we don't consider this thing done until those guys have come home.
Safely.
So, yeah, that's
so awesome that we have that in Titusville. We always have, you know, everybody comes here to see all this shit, and now it's like, it's getting interesting, man.
Yeah,
there's a lot of shit going on right now, man.
Once these guys land safely, that's going to mark the beginning of the crewed mission ops for SpaceX. And those guys are gone every 3 months.
Wow.
Like clockwork.
That's awesome.
Watch it.
Maybe we can finally get a Shoney's back in fucking Titusville.
It'll be so great be for so our awesome town, for man. Shoney's. I'm so happy because, like, just seeing how much business it brought during this, even though it's, you know, COVID, but imagine when things get better. And we just, like, Titusville be thriving again.
I know. And SpaceX isn't even the only people. You got Blue Origin's doing it.
Yeah.
Huge.
They're doing the ones where it's like the tourist flights, where it's like for $250,000.
The balloon thing that goes up too.
That's one of them. But that's a different company, I think. But the Blue Origin one is the hopper where you go, it shoots you up. You get like 30 minutes of weightlessness and then you come back down.
Oh my God.
But like true weightlessness. They give you like a trajectory arc that gives you 30 minutes of zero gravity.
How badass would that be?
Totally badass.
Is it ever going to get to a point where it's for the average person that it's affordable to do? Like 30 minutes?
Not in our lifetime.
Not in our lifetime. I think Bob Behnken was one of the astronauts that flew on Demo 2, and he had a really interesting point about spaceflight is, you know, now it's all about the astronauts, right? Because they're the heroes that are doing it. But he's like, his goal and NASA's goal should be to normalize spaceflight to the point where, do you see a 5-hour long broadcast about your airline pilot that just flew you from Orlando to Philadelphia, you know?
Does it get that normalized?
And that's the end goal, is to normalize space flight to that level. And I think that's what Elon's trying to do too, especially if we get, you know, if his plans to have moon bases or Mars bases and stuff come to fruition, then, you know,
that's his goal. That's his dream, right?
Yeah. His longtime wallpaper has been the terraforming of Mars, which is a totally different conversation, but that's where that guy's head's at. He's like, I want to go there and I want to
That's why he's got the boron companies or the boring companies. The boring companies trying to fucking drill holes under LA.
Yeah.
And then just go, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Just do what you got to do, man.
That motherfucker was selling flamethrowers, too.
Yeah,
that was badass.
They're worth a lot of money now.
Are they really?
Yeah, I wish I would have fucking bought
them. They are,
yeah,
man. They're worth a lot of money.
Oh, well.
You can buy flamethrowers at Home Depot, though, but these are like...
Yeah, it's Elon Musk.
Well, now every time that there's a tragedy in the world, like, he's offering a solution.
Right.
Like, when those people were under that water
in the cave. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, like, trying to build shit to go underneath. People were hating on him and loving him either way.
He got sued for talking some trash on somebody with that one.
Yeah.
He's something else, man.
He is. And he's... You know, I've met him before, and I don't want to, spill too much, but he's... He's like Tony Stark without the charisma.
Yeah,
he's such an engineering, based mindset and way of conducting himself as a human being that it's really fascinating to see.
To me, just seeing somebody try to interview him successfully, like watching Rogan. We talked about this. Outside one day, watching Rogan try to interview him, and Rogan's probably one of the best interviewers out there right now, give or take.
Right now.
Right?
Fuck, like, past God, 10
he's
years,
so
man.
Good. And he, the first time they recorded, it was the way it went. He had to learn how to talk to Elon a little bit better. Because Elon, once he hears a question, he tries to find a way to dumb it down to your layman terms for you. And I think he has a hard time doing that.
Well,
he's just so advanced in his thought process.
Right. And that's you're probably absolutely right, too. Because even at our press conferences, too, like a media will ask him a question. And he'll sit there for a couple minutes, and you can see the clockwork spinning.
Yeah.
And then he'll give a really succinct, flatly affected answer. And then when he's done talking, he's just, and yep, okay.
And if there's a little bit of silence, then he'll, like, add on to it. And then he'll add on, like, Rick Rogan, as soon as he would give an answer, Rogan would just go with the next question.
Yeah.
But then Elon would keep answering the first question. The first time they record, you know what I mean? Like, and he would like piece it together, and it would like it would be this jitter jatter for like 3 minutes of him answering that question. But then the final thing that he said would make perfect sense. Right. And you're like, oh. And then you go on. And then Rogan the next time would ask him a question, he'd give that same kind of weird answer, but then Rogan wouldn't say shit.
Yeah.
And he would sit there for like another like 30 seconds, and there'd be some dead air there.
Yeah.
But then Elon would pick back up, and he'd answer the question in a better way. Like, it's almost like he had to give him time to figure out how to answer it the right way.
But think about where we've come from, where SpaceX as a company has come from in 10 years. We went from, I'm going to launch rockets, and I'm not going to throw away the first stage. I'm going to land that fucker and reuse it. People in the industry were like, what kind of crack rock are you smoking, and can I get some?
And he did it.
He did it. Quick.
I know.
It wasn't even like that long. I remember seeing him say it, and then boom, it's done.
Well, because we've been doing all the SpaceX CRS launches, the crew the cargo resupply launches. So we used to watch these things come and land and like miss it, the drone ship, though they'll hit the drone ship and blow up or just land and then fall over.
Yeah.
And then the very first time they stuck it, like that's the beginning of a new era right there.
Yeah.
And now they're up to like 50
so cool
reusable,
to see.
My number's probably wrong, but a large number of they've launched and reused it.
It's unbelievable.
And he's cut the costs, I mean.
Oh yeah, because when you think about a traditional rocket, the first stage is the bottom stage, right? The one with the big boosters on it.
Yep.
Traditional rocketry is you launch the thing, the first stage ejects, and it goes into the ocean somewhere, and you just that's a fucking cost of doing business.
Yeah.
And it's just gone.
Yep.
So all of those engines, all of those guidance computers, all of those things just gone.
Yep.
So for him to be able to invent technology where we can fucking save all that money, now instead of a $500 million mission. Yeah. Now you're 50 million to orbit.
Yeah.
Right?
Crazy.
And it completely upended the entire space rocket industry because now you got companies like ULA like, oh, shit. Now, what are we going to do now? And NASA's like, really would have been nice to, get some reusability out of the system.
Yeah.
It's changing.
It's insane.
Yep. See, he figured out sliced bread.
It was
bread
the coolest thing watching that because you get to watch it live.
Yeah.
And it failed a couple times. You know what I mean? The first few of all the failures you got to watch, you're like, oh, so fucking close.
And to his
credit.
And
then when he landed it, it was like, oh.
And then for the Falcon Heavy, he landed two of them at the same time.
I remember watching that.
Unbelievable.
I watched that. That was nuts.
That was one of those moments, man, that I'll never forget.
Yeah.
It's like, pretty cool, man. It's pretty awesome.
Unbelievable.
It is pretty
cool. Hey, listen, that phone call, I guarantee you, was just Brent, because he's like, what are you guys talking about tonight? And, you know, he loves space shit. Yeah. And I was like, we're talking about this because he wants to come and talk to Chris so bad.
Bring it on.
Yeah, we'll do it.
And he's like, he just called. I know it's him just calling because like, he's like, every time I don't, he's like, every time I don't go, Chris ends up talking about stuff that I can talk about. Because, like, he's a computer nerd.
We'll get
he's
a Saturday when
nerd.
We're all on, and we'll have him on, and we'll do that. All
right, yeah, 100%.
I got to set it up.
You guys want to take a break?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool.
Hello. Thanks for signing up for Cat Facts. You will now receive fun daily facts about cats.
No. Hello?
Hi. Who?
Hello?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Look, I don't know what you want. I don't know where are you from. I don't know what you're doing, okay?
You call me.
What do you want from me? What do you want?
Sir, you called me?
I don't know why you bother me.
I called you?
Don't lie. Don't lie. You do the harassing, okay? You are doing the harassing.
I didn't call you, sir. You called me.
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Immigration Services.
I want to know who you are. Who are you? Who are you?
This is the Indian. I don't.
You've just been pranked by PrankDial.com.
PrankDial.com.
Hello there!
Hello?
How are you? Hello? We are on the air, remember? Hello?
Hello?
This is DJ Mike on the Afternoon Drive Show from Light FM.
Light FM.
With DJ Mike. You're on the air. How you feeling today?
Okay.
Awesome. Now, here's why I'm calling you. Every week, we are giving away an all-expense-paid vacation prize, courtesy of Light FM. All you have to do is get one question right, and you win! You have 5 seconds to answer each question, and it's easy. So, are you ready to play?
Sure.
First question, what is the atomic weight of fluoridium? Oh, too bad, but it's okay. Shake off. You have 2 chances left. Okay, second question, multiple choice. Who won the War of 1821? Was it England, France, or Germany?
Germany.
Ah, great question. There was no War of 1821. It's okay, I'm kidding. Last chance and last question. You ready? Hello? Hey, Barry, did we lose the caller?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Spell the word dog.
D-O-G.
Hello? Hey, Barry, did we lose the caller? Hello?
Hello.
Seriously, you really think I'm going to give away a prize pack for spelling dog? How stupid are you?
What the fuck is this?
Now hold your horses. Let me just get a word in here. Alright, no, it's okay. Just for playing, I got a consolation prize for you. Just hold on the line for a moment.
It has to be like a freaking part of it.
There's going to be a very hot session this afternoon.
Yeah, speaking of like the settings thing we were just talking about, like, yeah, it's always something stupid. So when I built the computer, and I specifically bought really high megahertz RAM because that's good for video editing.
RAM.
And so
that's what she said.
RAM it.
It's DDR4 3200 megahertz, yep. Right? So I got everything plugged in. Computer was up and running, thankfully, because, you know, when you build a new computer,
Always one little, like, something.
Something could arrive dead on arrival, right? Yep. So I hit the power button. It posted to the BIOS, and I'm like, oh, this is working.
Yeah.
And then I got it up. I got Windows installed, and then I was looking at my RAM timing, and it was timed at, using CPU ID, it was timed at 1,500 megahertz. I'm like, wait a second. That's about half of what this is. Shit.
I ain't doing that no more.
So for 4 hours, I'm flashing the BIOS. I'm doing all kind of research to figure out why this RAM is coming in at half. And then I came across some really nerdy forum.
Yeah.
And the guy was in the most condescending nerd way ever. He's like, you know, dummy, DDR RAM stands for double density RAM. So you take the CPU ID and multiply it by 2, and that's your real result.
Yeah.
Idiot.
I could have told you that, stupid.
So the 1,500 times 2 is about the 300.
That's freaking hilarious.
My whole life, once I read that, I'm walking away.
Like, when you flash a BIOS of a computer now, there's like a software where you can do it while the computer's running sometimes. Back in the day, you had to use a floppy disk or like a boot CD that had something in it.
Yeah.
And you don't know if that's going to work. And if you freaking flash your BIOS and it's not the right flash,
it's done. Bricked. Yep.
God, I've done that.
Colleen, what do you think about it?
I think that
was for you, Brent.
Brent is going to lose his damn mind.
Brent, that was for you, buddy. That was for you, buddy.
Yeah, so Brent would know that, you know, flashing BIOS now is pretty easy.
And we're really back.
And we're back.
Now my brain's about to fucking explode.
Dude, I could talk about that shit forever.
I'm going to go watch a couple episodes of The Simpsons that dumb me down.
Oh, man.
So what's going on after this? You guys doing anything?
Yeah, I got a friend of mine, Terry Naylor, that I've known since we were, you know, knee high to Grasshopper, seventh grade, called me kind of in a panic a couple days ago because she's the matron of honor for one of the admins for one of the local Titusville Facebook groups. Cheryl Pridgen's getting married tonight, and her photographer contacted her the day before saying, "I'm sick and can't show up."
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so,
man.
I've been doing portrait photography for a while. This is a hobby, and I've shot one wedding. And so Tara said, I need your help.
All right. Nice, man.
Shout out to Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Cheryl, I am so happy for you.
I'll see you guys in about an hour.
Time to shine.
So when I first met Cheryl, she was there at Hardware on a blind date. And this is also the first time I met Ryan. And I believe it was one of the other, Aaron maybe? The other admin.
What page are you talking about? What are they
admins? The Truth About Titusville site.
Oh, so saucy.
Ryan and his friend were sitting at the bar, and I could see that they were watching her outside, like keeping an eye on her because they wanted to make sure it was going okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know the whole situation, but after talking to them for a little bit, you know, I started to get to know them, and then I got to know her, and then they started coming like every Thursday, and she just like was striking out these fucking losers. And now she found this guy, and she is so happy. And like,
awesome, man.
I am like over the moon for her. It just sucks that this is all happening during COVID because she's been like, you know, she was planning on having a thing at Hardware, like a party and stuff.
Yeah, stressful, isn't it?
Yeah. Can't happen.
It's unfortunate.
Now,
so.
I think we met. Was Cheryl the one we met when we did the live podcast at the brewery?
Yeah, it was Cheryl, Ryan, and somebody else we met outside.
Yeah,
there.
When we interviewed Ron. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were good people.
Super
man.
Cool, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to see most of those guys tonight, and I get to plug in and have to apologize to a couple of the admins for some of my trolling on there.
Yeah, oh, heck yeah.
It, that my trolling on there is elementary level compared to some other people.
Some of these people, like, I love it because
it's fun to watch.
Like, you just have such a range of people in there that have different experience levels of technology.
Internet savvy.
So you go from the people that are like, I want to leave the group. And everyone's like, they just rip on them. And then you got the like chick today who's like, if you see this truck, this girl sells crafts and steals your husband.
Well, and you know how many spinoff groups have come because of that group?
A bunch.
Because they get kicked off.
And there's like this, and it's like these admins, they have to put up with some shit and they don't get paid for none of this.
No, they don't.
And there's a lot of people. My buddy Jared's one of them. He's been banned a couple times. Jared, what you got to say about that shit?
I wonder why.
Like, I think that we need to provide a platform for us to ask questions to some of the admins of The Truth About Titusville.
I agree.
And get, let's air out some of the laundry.
It's got to be tough.
And
to
some
be
of
an
it's,
admin.
Some of it's clarifying because they probably are misunderstood in a lot of different ways. So there's two edges to this. But man, I've been in there and like I've seen how a conversation's going and I've seen the wrong people get banned multiple times.
Yeah.
Or just because that person didn't agree with an admin that person would get, you know, like their comment deleted, even though it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but right? Social media is social media. A live platform like this to come in here and talk. I'd love to have Ryan on.
So
I think it'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
I'm working on it. When we get our schedules all synced up, it'll be a Saturday podcast for sure.
We'll do a Saturday. He's been trolling me now on our Facebook.
I've seen that.
Like I'm trying to respond to as many of them as I can, but it's like some of them are like, dude, we just gotta get your fucking ass in here.
It's so funny.
Or leave a damn voicemail, Ryan.
Call in.
Leave a voicemail.
He won't do it just to piss you off.
I know he will.
That's what he does. He's like, son of a bitch. He's probably just sitting at home going, you know what?
I have ideas. I'm just gonna put I have ideas in there, and I don't know how to respond to it.
He's fishing. That's all he's doing. He's throwing a line out there.
That's exactly it. He's got you, Scott.
The funniest thing about these Titusville groups is when people get their comments deleted or whatever. It's like,
you guys don't care about my First Amendment rights. It's like,
but you know, and I love explaining to those people specifically. It's like your First Amendment right only protects your speech from encroachment from the government in a private forum.
Yep.
You know, and it's the people who don't understand it are the very first people to say, what about my rights?
So if you have a Facebook group, right?
Yeah.
Tom and Dan have a podcast and they have like 5,000 members in a private group. It's like the people that pay every month. You know, they give you access to your, like, it's the BDM page, they call it. And that group, okay, when you're in a podcast that's as crazy as Tom and Dan and the funny shit that they talk about, you have a lot of people that think differently about a lot of things.
Right.
And they're all on Facebook talking all the time. Tom and Dan always say, guys, if you see a topic, please, if you don't like what it says or if you don't agree, if you want to say something in a respectful way, cool. If not, if it bothers, scroll past it, and then you won't see it anymore. You don't have to get feelings about something that you see posted to where you want to fight somebody.
That's not how the internet works,
And it doesn't. So it never fucking works to where they're like, do we just need to not have a fucking, like, so funny, bro.
Because
there's no right way to mediate a Facebook group.
Chris, you remember at one point in time on the Truth About Titusville site, they were looking for a new admin, and you were asking people to vote, and I was like, I vote for Chris to be an admin.
I
think you lost to Ryan.
No, I had the highest vote.
Well, you did, but you lost to Ryan because, in the end, because they picked Ryan.
I won
of
the popular vote, motherfuckers. Oh, just for the record, if you're listening, I did win that popular vote.
Oh,
people.
Truth
but Ryan, did you shaft fucking Chris?
We demand a recount.
Ryan, did you pay money to troll behind the scenes to get a spot at the game?
Now
where Chris right
out.
Here was the popular vote. Like,
truth be told,
we'll find out. That's a soap opera, right?
Find out next time. I know. I don't want anything to do with
dirt,
that.
Some dirt involved in the truth about Titusville.
I wouldn't want to be an admin in there, man.
No, absolutely.
That's a lot of work, man.
No, like, no joke, when I see them and they're hanging out at Hardware and I see their phones just going off constantly and like they just want to relax, but then it's like,
you put that stress on you.
But then you have to get in there eventually. Like, I'd be doing it when I poop. Like, I'd be a poop ass. When I'm sitting there pooping, I would go through and ban people and delete people out of anger, you know, based on my pooping.
Is there a poop admin's position?
A poopman?
Just you only when you're pooping?
Poopman, yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
I don't know. And I know me too. I get kind of chippy sometimes, and this power that I would need.
Yeah.
I love it. You get so condescending on there, and then people are like, okay, smarty pants. Things are coming at me with actual science and logic, but I still don't believe you. This is America. Don't take away my rights.
Those are the worst, too. It's like, you're wrong, and here's why. It's like, fuck you. I ain't wrong. You're wrong, smart guy.
Because I said so.
Okay.
Like, how many members we got now?
We're almost at 800.
Almost 800,
almost
right?
Almost at the 1,000 mark, yeah.
We've had a little bit. We've had a couple little, but they're nothing big.
We've had some Karens.
A couple one Karens.
Charlie goes, hey, I added some people to the group. They're probably going to be the ones that fight everybody.
I was driving the other day and I saw your UFO. I had to post that.
That was funny.
Was that what you saw?
That is fucking exactly what I saw. I'm so glad. But I was coming down 405, so I don't know if that sign was two-sided to where one was gray and the other one was the color.
Yeah.
And the way the trees are on 405 right there were, what is that, Hopkins or Derry?
I was that
no,
was
Singleton, I'm sorry. Yeah. Singleton and 405 where that turn is right there.
Yeah.
the trees were too tall, so you couldn't see the plane in front of it. All you could see was a big box thing in the sky. And I'm like, and it's raining, and I'm trying to pull my phone out while I'm driving, and I'm trying to like get it to work so I could take a picture, and I couldn't get an angle of a picture. Yeah. You did.
It was hard because that was the same thing. Like I would get the camera out. And of course, I'm driving, right? So I pulled over, and then of course, it went behind a tree. So I had to keep going. But it was a Geico sign, for the record.
Dude, I'm like, it's a fucking UFO.
I won't believe.
We had a lady in our group say, she's like, you know, there's all kinds of UFOs out there.
That's like, Fran.
Fran,
yeah.
Like she kind of went a little deep with us.
Fran?
Fran's on the Titusville side all the time, too.
Oh, she is. Yeah.
But she comes
she's
in.
Awesome.
She's a Play Linda. She's a diehard.
Is she?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's awesome. She's participating and they're good.
Yeah.
I know. I'm real happy with how the group's come.
It's really awesome, right? Like it's we have a lot of good people in there and a lot of good funny shit happening.
I love all the memes, man.
We're gonna get
like,
to 1,000, man. It's gonna happen, and I got a hundo on it so far.
So what are you talking about, the hundo?
Well, just like okay.
How are we gonna know who adds 1,000th person?
For real. I don't know.
You can
know
tell.
How...
Like you can tell who added who
at what time?
Like in the settings when see who added who. When we get up to that like 900 range, 950, 975, I'm going to be keeping a real close eye on it to see. Nice. But like if we can, whoever adds that 1,000th member to the show, I'm going to throw you $100. I'll just Venmo it right to you, PayPal, or no games,
What if
cards.
I do it?
But we can sweeten the pot. We'll figure, we'll figure something out. Like maybe even have a spot on the show. You know, where you come in and sit down and record with us too, and I'll hand you 100.
Yeah, but what if it's one of us?
Oh, man. It can't be us.
Yeah, we gotta be.
We're gonna have to back off
that's
at that
why
point.
Right now we're adding.
Because that's
the
where it's a competition for
to
them.
Get it near
yeah.
them.
Well,
get
how about
people?
You speak for your fucking self here? I wouldn't mind $100.
Well,
I can go to the brewery.
If you can get
yes,
somebody else to
it
do
right
it
back,
for
right?
you. And they get the $100 and hand it to you, I'm not gonna.
And do
fine.
A 50-50 split at the brewery?
Hey, it's transparent. I'm saying it on the air.
Gotcha.
I like
if there's some sneaky tactics,
I'll
to get
spend
to 50 1, 000,
bucks
I don't
and
care
give
what,
you $50.
I just want to see the 1,000. I don't care how it gets done.
Yeah.
I just want to see us in there, and I want to see
okay.
the group grow.
Okay.
And the show's growing. The downloads are growing. Everything's doing really
well. Yeah. Please keep awesome. Up. Please keep up with the downloads. Share the group. Share the page. Share the podcast. Please. It helps us.
We actually have a smart person on the show now helping us too. So we
yes.
have to bring a little
Thank
intelligence.
You, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Love being here. This is so great. I look forward to it.
It's fun, right?
Hell yeah. Because before, I was straight hermit. Like if this was a normal Saturday night, I'm in my nothing wearing, playing the PlayStation and drinking beer all night.
That's
you know?
Me too.
This gives me something to get me out of the house, right?
It's awesome.
And I love you guys. I've known you all for forever, so being able to have these conversations is great.
Dude.
And you're not going out. You're coming at Scott's house, which used to be creepy, but it's gotten a lot better.
I used to have a creepy house. I have like, what are
candles lit and just fucking.
There's nothing wrong with the candles.
It's
no rapey vibe candles.
Just
time
coming
and a place.
From the guy with the lotion problem.
Bath
fucking
and Body Works
is
fucking amazing. Calm down.
Yeah. Wow.
The eucalyptus man.
But there's a time
the
and a place for that shit. Not when your people come over for a podcast.
That is a little rapey.
Come on, eucalyptus
man.
There you go.
What'd you say?
What?
I didn't hear what you said.
Talking all kinds
I
of
I said your hair right. looks nice, Charlie. God, calm down.
Why don't you say what you feel?
Charlie, your hair does look pretty nice. Did you get it styled recently?
No.
Just normal? Okay.
Just put a little product in the front.
It's the only thing it's the only thing that's good about me right
now. Something
about Mary. Trust. Is that what we're gonna do?
Well, I can
kidding,
you,
I love
now,
you.
Now while we're on that,
what is
topic,
this? Who the fuck does she think she is?
Sorry, my head hurts. I'm not right.
So, good. So since you've got the chones worked on, has there been a consistency difference there? Because I know you have to test drive the machinery now that it's been.
Nah, man.
On.
Was it a different good. Consistency? Same color? Same everything?
Everything's good.
Same thing. Huh?
Perfect. Yep.
Well, did you micro? Did you like?
Just don't do
magnifying glass.
Just don't do. Push-ups, you go running. Don't, Colleen, you're laughing too fucking hard, and you're having too much fun with the pain.
It's got to look different, right? If they're going
to
do that
it's
and change
got
it,
to,
they're,
right?
they're fucking with the mixture, right?
Right, yeah.
So if they're fucking with the mixture, how does the mixture come out the same?
It doesn't look different.
Well, I thought you were going to get it done. You can go through the
I'm
whole process.
I'm
going to
get it done. I'm
going to
find out.
Okay.
I thought you'd maybe...
Just listen to the doctor.
Thought maybe you would...
now I'm staying away from that area for 2 weeks. I'm not even showering.
He's like, lesson learned.
I'm done, dude. I'm done. I'm good. Hands up, don't shoot. Literally.
But you have to, though. Part of the procedure is to make sure you're really shooting blank.
I'm going
to
relax.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen to the doctor, Chris. That's what I'm fucking doing.
That's probably a good idea, my man.
Oh, boy. The book is out. Oh, it's good. About that time to wrap it up.
When you make something for somebody, you hope that a person will just like it, just as you hope that a person likes you.
Nah, I don't know. That was very vague. That was very vague.
All right, well.
Things are nice and nice things. Teddy bears.
So let's talk about this week. You're going up to the Sticks this week, right?
I'm going to go up to Sticks.
So that means no show for Wednesday.
No show for Wednesday. I will be back by the next weekend.
Next weekend.
So I'll be back by Friday. So as far as recording, we can record next weekend if anybody wants. Like, I will be here.
Okay.
The kids are going to go to their parents that night, so I'll be kid-free next weekend as well.
I will be kid-free next week.
So we could do a show Saturday night next week if Brent can be here for it, you know, and if Chris can be here for it, we can set, you know.
I'll have my Stella next weekend.
That's fine.
No, wait a second. Let me think.
Yes.
Yes, I will, because I don't have her tonight. Yeah. So all right. So if she's here by herself, that's not going to be possible.
Yeah.
She needs somebody.
There'll be kids here. I would imagine I might even have my kids Saturday. I might not take them back to her till Sunday.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll play it by ear through the week, and we'll kind of see what's happening.
Oh, you know what? I might not be here.
And if you're not, we can wait till that next Wednesday.
I might be doing the small family thing for Riley's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's just wait. Yeah. Then.
Let's wait. Hey, we've been putting out two shows a week very consistently. Let's just we'll take a week off.
Okay.
I'll have some content. I'll throw a best of an old show or something when I go up to Georgia. I'll take the laptop so I can do that.
The next Wednesday is a no go for me because of March 2020. March 2020 launch day is the
Thursday. Okay. Well, nice. Yes.
Well, let's shoot for Saturday.
Okay.
Let's shoot for Saturday.
Okay.
I don't know what time we're going to be doing the little. It's just the family because of the social distancing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's smart.
That's it, man.
No problem at
all. Later is always better for me, anyways, because then it's a lot easier to find someone to watch the kids when they're already in bed.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I know, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
What time they go to bed?
Like 7 or 7:30.
So if you hang out here for one more hour, you're
good. Be asleep.
True.
Brent.
Don't blow my he does. He's like, so you'll be home by 6:30, right? Because Chris has to be somewhere.
Well, considering it's 6:25 right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Go.
All right.
I love you guys.
Bye. All right,
bye.
Bye. Bye.
This is the end of this episode. Bye, everybody.
Remember this one important thing. I like cheeseburger.
You win. Leave me alone. You win.
Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight.
Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright.
Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight.
Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more.
That's just killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!